August 22, lunch.
With Nana's home.
That's right. Nana.
Nana.
Who's Nana?
Mommy.
Is it on now?
Mommy's not Nana.
Yeah, it is.
Nana. Laura's Nana? Yeah, I see. Uh-huh. I'm going to eat lunch. I'm hungry.
Well, I
can reach the plate. Do you have any bread?
I want some bread.
Okay, we'll give you part of the piece of bread.
Half a slice?
No, I didn't offer me some bread.
Well, now you've been offered some.
Why don't you give me butter?
You want a cracker, Laura?
Why don't we get any butter?
Butter is next to you. If you pass me your bread, I'll butter.
Where's the knife?
What do you want, Laura?
Cracker.
Oh, cracker?
Okay. Sure? Sure enough?
It's funny when you hear these tapes, though. It sounds like one of those John Cassavetes movies with all the
solo wrestling and
clinking. Terribly naturalistic. Grape? No more grapes. You eat something else, please.
Milk?
No. What do you want?
Yeah.
Cucumber? You want one of these, Laura?
No.
Want one of those?
No.
Want a cucumber?
No.
No. Then why are you taking it if you don't want it?
Please. Just say no. The pleasure is saying no.
That's right.
Why do you have to take that? You do that every day for your research?
Mm-hmm. Like an insurance policy.
That's good. It's a nice little
take. No.
Did you help Mom buy it?
Coffee, yeah. Mommy's coffee, that's right. And Danny has coffee.
Okay, we nearly went crazy in that store.
Sally, she said.
Hi.
Who said that?
Who is that, Laura?
Hi.
Hi, Laura.
Sally.
My Sally?
Nanny.
Joanna.
Nanny.
And that's Nanny. That's right. Who are you?
Laura.
Laura.
Nanny.
Who is that?
Who's that girl right there?
Barbara.
No, this one eating the cheese. Who's that?
Gigi.
Joanna.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you call her Gigi? Mm-hmm. Cute. Mm-hmm. Didi or Didi?
Didi.
Hi, Didi.
Hi.
Chipper. Mm-hmm. She likes Chipper. Mm-hmm.
You want to help people get names?
Oh, would you like milk?
Yeah.
Joe, would you do me a favor and get 2 paper cups and the milk?
Mm-hmm.
We have a friend and his name is Lorny. That's how we got his name.
His name is Lorny?
Well, it was Lawrence and some little kid called him Lorny. Yes, that's Matthew's daddy. Yes, Susie and Erica and Matthew live with Lorny.
Laura could be a boy's name.
Laura? No.
You need the cup for her.
Well, you said Laura.
Can you get the paper cups, please? 2 paper cups,
and
one for you. One for Laura. So it's hot in this part of the city. Much hotter.
Smog.
When you get to about Fairfax, you begin to feel.
Yeah, and the smog is much worse in this part of the city.
With
Laura,
because I like the blue car.
Would you like
to
borrow it?
I think
that if I got a blue car, I would get
it.
I can borrow it.
It's wonderful if you're going to drive in the heat.
It's
expensive.
Then it uses up a lot of
stuff.
Laura.
Yeah.
Milk.
No, it uses something in it that's expensive called Freon.
Yeah.
But we put it in once in 2 years, so I guess you can't.
But you have to have it to go around.
I'm sure that I wrecked my car by being careless about my family. Had no fluid in it for so long.
You drove it without any fluid?
I didn't know. Nobody told me. When I had it serviced, I expected that they
one more, Greg. Well, you know, our car. The brakes went out on my car 2 weeks after I supposedly had the brakes fixed once, so. And I mean, really went out.
I remember you telling me.
Happy!
Right about yesterday, you just slithered
your car? No, it was swerved even worse than it was swerving.
I'll tell you how it was. Happy!
Okay.
She was on the left lane, and then when she put her foot on the brake, it crossed right into her right lane.
Oh, God.
Poppy! And so we had to turn around and go up, and then we had to make a circle all the way back to our house.
You did, I bet.
Did you do it?
What?
I would have left the car begging taxi.
I was half a block from home, Grandma.
Oh, I see. I thought you were
laying
down.
We were setting out to go somewhere. Well, we turned
because
around.
Because my dad's paper was broken. Greg!
No more Greg.
And Lillian the other day said her car is in very good condition, but she went to have it serviced and had over $74 because they did it back and changed the points.
The racket.
It's very expensive now.
Is this thing turning?
Who's very honest.
It is a racket. Oh! Mm-hmm. It's better if you go to a mechanic class and learn.
Yeah.
About.
It's an absolute.
You know what would be nice and better? What? If you used to be a gas station man, and you're still young, and you're a grown-up still, but and you have a car, and when it's broken, you just can fix it without going to the gas station around you.
That would be nice. Very wonderful. It's the height of everybody's ambition.
Well, one thing I've learned now is to at least pretend that I'm knowledgeable.
Uh-huh.
Like if they tell me there's something the matter, I get out and I say, well, I'd like to see. And look.
And they don't know.
As if I know what I'm looking for, or even if, you know.
The place next to the school gives you all the parts they say that they've taken out.
Uh-huh.
You know, maybe they replaced them with worse. Anyway, that's it.
What? Your
eye.
What happened to your eye? What happened to your eye? I didn't see what happened to it. What's in your eye?
Well, she stuck her finger in her eye.
What happened to your eye?
Maybe she went
like this. Yeah, I see your eye, but I still don't know what happened to it.
Butter?
Cracker in your eye?
No, thank you.
That doesn't sound possible.
What kind of bread did you make, Susie?
Brown bread.
That would be good to have
milk.
No. Milk, please. Milk, please? Okay.
Very good bread.
Curry.
Doesn't really taste like
that. No, curry is dessert.
No, it isn't. It's made out of molasses and whole wheat flour and yogurt.
Would you eat my cup?
We'll see it later. The fastest animal in the world is the cheetah. What time is it when the clock strikes 13?
13 minutes.
Time to fix the clock. All right, I'll read one from yours, Joey.
The blue one.
What did the bald man say when he got a comb for his birthday? Thanks, I'll never part with it. Here, yes, that's the clock.
I know.
I read that already, Laura.
All the kids at our school know all those.
I did this already.
They must be on cups.
They're on every day. They're on the paper cups.
Yeah.
Why is gray weighs 2 tons and put out forest fires?
Smoky the
elephant. That's the end, Laura.
What is the little girl when she has brain sprouts in her own cave?
That's what she says.
See, that's what that says, doesn't it?
No, that is like a dessert.
Oh, it's delicious. Laura, no kicking, please.
Why don't you look at the recipe?
Kind of a bummer. We don't need to hear kicking right now. Thank you.
Can I have it?
Uh-huh.
I love that kind of bread.
We have it for breakfast with just some butter. Sometimes I don't even bother to make an egg to go with it. But it's delicious with an egg, with a scrambled egg. You just need a little piece of it.
Mm-hmm.
Is it sticks to your ribs?
Yes, that's it.
That's your nose, yeah. Where's your mouth? Yeah, that's your mouth.
I'll have one more piece of cheese and one more cracker, and that'll be it.
Where's your hair?
Hair,
yes. What?
You smoke.
Smoke.
I'll have you share it with you.
Here, good. Did we eat up all that
smoke? Yeah,
here,
I'll share it with you.
Oh,
we're not even eating. I want my own.
Let me
hear it.
There is
one.
That's it.
You never stopped for 1 second. She just went for one cigarette. At least 7 or 8 in the evening. Yeah, we don't say anything to her anymore.
Very, very
the doctor said that he couldn't guarantee she'd be any better.
I was with these people.
She smoked, she didn't smoke.
I was at this, I think the opening of the Lewis Club.
It was the Lewis Club.
Oh, Robert Goulet's opening it with some people. It'd be a private club.
How's your breaks, Mama?
They had a cocktail party. You know, people we sat with.
What kind of
3 hours. Oh, you know, Olympic Games.
Great!
It's in Beverly Hills.
One more grape for you and one for Laura, yeah. And that's all.
But I share it with Laura.
No, not a big bunch. One.
A few.
Because you're going to have a tummy ache otherwise. Who wants
here,
a grape?
Give this to Laura.
Who wants a grape? Who wants that? Who wants that? Laura.
You know, these people smoke one after another. I was asphyxiated by the time I got there. My head was swimming.
Well, I hate it when you're in a public place. From the airplane, we lit up and never stopped.
Airplane.
Yeah.
Nobody was smoking, so they passed out cigarettes, and then it got to be like, you know, wild.
Laura, that's enough. Please do not Laura!
So she looked around because we were putting too much air on her.
Laura, thank you very much. That's enough chicken.
So it would have been a reciprocal thing. We would have taken the air off.
No more grape. Hey Laura, is it a hot day?
Yeah. Is it a hot day? Yeah.
Were they out yet?
Yeah.
How about outside? My father's
in the house. Sure. No, well, we waited for these silly boxers. And I'm waiting for an air conditioner to be delivered. Now what's the matter? Do you want a COOKIE, one of Jack's patients, patients?
No, ma'am.
Or some I-C-E-C-R-U-A.
What is that?
No.
What Laura calls cocking.
I've got enough food.
I want some of that.
No. Not everyone else doesn't want it, honey.
Down.
Can I be
here?
No,
down.
Thank you.
Down?
Down.
I don't want any thank you. Going
we do want.
Do. I don't think you need it.
Bye.
Can't have it every day or it won't be a treat anymore.
I am not.
We had it Sunday when it was Laura's 18-month birthday.
Mm-hmm.
You want to sit down?
Bye. Lala.
Okay, bye bye. See you later, Alan.
I want to see you ask.
I think
she
tried to sit on that
bike.
It's hot out?
Let's see what it says. Let's see what
you want to hear our noise? What, Laura?
Hot day.
It is a hot day, isn't it? Could you say hot day again?
Hot day.
Is it a hot day out?
Mommy.
What?
See
what?
Cool.
Yes, you can see the recorder. Should we say bye-bye, recorder?
Bye-bye.